This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have our regular feature, Listening With. This time, we hear from an avid listener from Washington, D.C., Josephine Reed. After that, we have reviews in Young Adult Listening and Children and Family Listening, including a review of She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World, written and read by Chelsea Clinton. Let's get right to it. Listening With Josephine Reed, avid listener from Washington, D.C. She's pictured with her two Cocker Spaniels, a black and a gold. When Jo Reed says she's an avid audiobook listener, she means it. She ran the book and theater channel at XM Radio for 3 years, and before that, she had a book show called On the Margin on WPFW, Pacifica Radio in Washington, D.C., for 18 years. She listens a lot at the gym, on walks to and from her metro stop, when she's at home cooking, cleaning, and gardening. I can't tell you how many episodes earphone cords I've inadvertently snipped in the garden. And while she's walking her two dogs. One of her all-time favorite audiobooks is John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie. She even named one of her dogs Charlie. So, how does she choose what to listen to with all of that listening time? I really go for the reader. A good reader will keep me going through a mediocre writer. And narrator Rosalind Landor is at the top of her must-listen list. I love, love, love her. She's just marvelous. I will listen to anything she reads. That interview, Little Listening With, was conducted by Jennifer M. Dowell with Josephine Reed, avid listener from Washington, D.C. And I agree, although no one asked me, Rosalind Landor is wonderful. Okay, here we are at Young Adult Fiction Literature, and our first is Traitor to the Throne, Rebel of the Sands, Book 2, by Alwyn Hamilton. It's read by Sonila Nankani, and it's an earphones winner. Sonila Nankani, who narrated the first in this series, continues Armani's first-person story. Bold, snarky Armani lives in a land that melds the Old West and the world of the Arabian Nights. Armani is even more central to this plot, and Nankani deepens her personality accordingly. At the story's opening, Armani is imprisoned, and Nankani stresses her equally her sarcasm and compassion. Soon, Nankani reveals courage and wit as Armani escapes and joins rebels who oppose the Sultan. Armani's resilience and resourcefulness shine when she's captured by the Sultan. Nankani's perfect pacing balances plot details and twists, the many characters, and Armani's shifting sentiments. This second audiobook will best appreciated by listeners who have heard the first. The ending of the second will excite fans about the final book in this trilogy. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Traitor to the Throne, Rebel of the Sands, Book 2 by Alwyn Hamilton, and earphones winner read by Sonila Nankani, available from Recorded Books for 15.5 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next, we have Thick as Thieves, The Queen's Thief, Book 5 by Megan Whalen Turner, and earphones winner read by Steve West. Turner adds to her Queen's Thief series with a story that can also stand alone. Narrator Steve West portrays the two heroes of this audiobook. Kamet is charting his way through foreign lands with mysterious Atolian, who may be his captor or his companion. The story is told through the eyes of Kamet, and West fully differentiates him in his narration. Kamet is an invaluable slave who is well-versed in languages, literature, and record-keeping, strong qualities that West captures in the narrative. Yet when voicing Kamet's dialogue, West reflects his vulnerability and practiced deference with a mild accent and soft tones. West portrays Atolian with deep masculine voice that reflects his past as a soldier. West makes the most of Turner's writing. No one enlivens other lands and people as she does. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Thick as Thieves, The Queen's Thief, Book 5 by Megan Whalen Turner. It's an Earphones winner, read by Steve West, available from Harper Audio for 8.75 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Vincent and Theo, the Van Gogh brothers. It's written by Deborah Heligman, read by Phil Fox. Narrator Phil Fox weaves facts and anecdotes with aplomb as he delivers the biographies of brothers Vincent and Theo Van Gogh. Fox's delivery is crisp and precise, a style that goes well with the present tense writing the audiobook has. It has the structure of a walk through an art gallery, and Fox helps listeners enter the scenes. This dynamic biography includes imaginative portrayals and quotes from letters, both of which illuminate important moments in the brothers' lives. Fox's narration makes the story and its time period clear. In addition, he stresses emotional experiences, such as the Van Gogh's parents' devotion. Theo's frustration with Vincent's eccentricity and the brothers' shared passion for art, and the many struggles they both have with depression, love, and art. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Vincent and Theo, the Van Gogh brothers. Deborah Heligman wrote it. It's read by Phil Fox, and it's available from Dreamscape for 9.5 hours, unabridged, young adult. Okay, now we will turn our attention to children and family listening, and our first review today is Hello Universe. It's by Erin Entrada Kelly, an Earphones winner, read by Ramon Diocampo and Amy Lynn Abelera. Ramon Diocampo and Amy Lynn Abelera narrate this charming story told from four points of view. We meet shy Virgil, brave Valencia, bullying Chet, and fortune-telling Kaori, whose middle school lives fatefully intersect one summer day. Diocampo perfectly captures Virgil's painful timidity and just as easily brings to life Lola, Virgil's wise, sassy Filipino grandmother, who encourages Virgil to find his inner Bayani, hero. Abelera's portrayal of fearless Valencia, "My name could lead the people into battle," is especially fine. Valencia happens to be deaf and secretly lonely. Abelera nails her prickly but lively way of seeing the world. This especially engaging and sensitive production fully accesses the story's keen perceptions on courage, fate, and friendship. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of Hello Universe. It's written by Erin Entrada Kelly, an Earphones winner, read by Ramon Diocampo and Amy Lynn Abelera. It's available from Harper Audio for 5.25 hours unabridged, ages 8 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Lost Kingdom of Bamari. It's by Gail Carson Levine, and it's an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoie. Narrator January Lavoie captures young Peregrine's conflict over which of two societies she belongs to. To the land of Bamari, Peregrine's original home has been conquered by the Lakti. As portrayed by Lavoie, Peregrine's gentle parents sound sorrowful when the Lakti ruler, Lady Clausine, arbitrarily decides to adopt their infant daughter and takes her away. Lavoie balances much drama in this audio. She expresses Peregrine's various emotions, her confidence and pride while growing up, and her shock at discovering her true parents. Lavoie shifts easily between all of the characters, who include both genders and various ages. Most noteworthy are her depictions of the contrasts between peoples, in particular, the deference and discouragement of the downtrodden. Bomari versus the haughtiness of the Lakhti. Susie Wilde wrote that review of The Lost Kingdom of Bomari by Gail Carson Levine. It's an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoy, available from Harper Audio for 8.5 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next, we have the epic fail of Arturo Zamora. It's written and read by Pablo Cartea, and it's an Earphones winner. Pablo Cartea brings humor, poignancy, and a fresh voice to his reading of this audiobook. His prose is rich with imagery and honesty, and his cast of characters is bursting with warmth, personality, and passion. When Arturo's family is threatened by a land developer, they must band together to protect their neighborhood. Through lively prose and a lyrical narration, Cartea weaves a story of courage, food, family, and community. Each of Arturo's family members and friends is a unique character, and they're joined by a thread of love and history. Cartea's warm tone and energetic pacing serve to keep the story moving while providing the backstory. The sense of culture and place is rich, and the dialogue is refreshingly realistic, an ideal summer listen. Kate S. Boudries wrote that review of The Epic Fail of Arturo Zamora. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Pablo Cartea, available from Listening Library for 5 hours of unabridged listening, ages 10 and up. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine, the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review in Children and Family Listening is Princess Cora and the Crocodile. It's by Laura Amy Schlitz, read by Davina Porter. Davina Porter's perfectly modulated narration captures this imaginative story. Princess Cora, who is overscheduled by her well-meaning parents, seeks help from her fairy godmother. Her aid arrives in the form of a cheeky crocodile to whom Porter assigns a croaky yet lovable voice. He gives Cora a day off by posing as the princess herself, with hilarious results. Nanny's exclamation of disapproval are expertly voiced in a high-pitched Scottish brogue. When the king is presented with his reptilian imposter, his exasperating sputtering at the croc's antics is wonderful. Porter gives the busy queen a distracted tone until she realizes the ersatz princess is not her daughter, and then it's all business. This is a top-notch production with the crocodile stealing the show. Mary F. Thompson wrote that review of Princess Cora and the Crocodile. It's written by Laura Amy Schlitz, read by Davina Porter. It's available from Recorded Books for 39 minutes of unabridged listening, ages 4 through 6. Our next review in Children and Family Listening is She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World. It's written and read by Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton warmly narrates these biographies aimed at tiny feminists inspired by the tenacity of Senator Warren on the Senate floor in early 2017. 13 determined American women from the present and from history, including Nellie Bly, Helen Keller, Maria Tallchief, Sally Ride, and Sonia Sotomayor, are honored with short biographies and quotes that exemplify their persistence. Each story gives the listener opportunity to discover a new role model, thereby motivating future astronauts, senators, ballerinas, and presidents to persevere and achieve their goals despite obstacles and naysayers. Clinton narrates enthusiastically, and accompanying music adds to the inspirational tone of each biography. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World. It's written and read by Chelsea Clinton. It's from Listening Library for 11 minutes unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Next, we have The Goldfish Boy by Lisa Thompson. It's read by Leon Williams, and it's an earphones winner. This story is an emotional roller coaster ride, and narrator Leon Williams treats each twist and turn with depth and passion, holding listeners in rapt attention to the end. He provides a spectacular portrayal of 12-year-old Matthew, who's so crippled by OCD that he rarely leaves the house. One minute, Matthew rhythmically catalogs his cul-de-sac's happenings from the upstairs window like a radio broadcaster. The next, he's repeating his safe phrases in a quick staccato tone laden with anxiety. When a boy goes missing from the neighborhood, Matthew's detailed observations become important evidence. Listeners will go from tearing their hair out to cheering on Matthew and his fellow sleuth. Melody Bird as the mystery unfolds. Williams takes the listeners from one emotion to the next: anxious, horrified, hopeful, heartbroken, and relieved, all in one performance. Mary F. Thompson wrote that review of The Goldfish Boy by Lisa Thompson, read by Leon Williams. It's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 6.5 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Our next review in Children and Family Listening is Beyond the Bright Sea. It's written by Lauren Wolk, and it's read by Georgiana Marie, with a note from the author. And it's an earphones winner. Narrator Georgiana Marie expresses all the youthful longing of 12-year-old Crow. Crow was just hours old when she was discovered by Osh and Miss Maggie, two inhabitants of an isolated Massachusetts island. Marie portrays the fierce love of these guardians. Osh is wise and enigmatic, and Miss Maggie strong and bold. When Crow's questions about her original family can't be stilled, Osh and Miss Maggie tenderly support her piecing together of her fragmented past. When a villain appears, Marie's depiction of his ruthless menace contrasts with Crow's growing courage and sense of self. Overall, Marie melds conflicts and tenderness beautifully in this tale of family and belonging. The author's brief postscript expresses her caring for place, history, and character. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Beyond the Bright Sea by Lauren Wolk. It's an earphones winner, read by Georgiana Marie with a note from the author. It's available from Listening Library for 7 hours unabridged, ages 8 and up. Excuse me, that's 10 and up. Next we have Trapped, A Whale's Rescue. It's written by Robert Burley, and it's read by George Guidel. Narrator George Guidel's rich voice is a pleasure to listen to as he captures the majesty of humpback whales traveling in vast oceans. He sets the scene with drawn-out phrases punctuated by musical and aquatic sound effects. When the whale is entwined in a net of thin threads, struggling to free herself, he alternates his broad narration with clipped and urgently voiced phrases. In the final section detailing her rescue, Guidel adds an authoritative tone. Listeners will share Guidel's wonder at the amazing climax. The production concludes with information on the event that inspired the book, Humpback Whales, Whale Rescue, Whale Song, and the Importance of Protecting Marine Life. Ann Ritchie wrote that review of Trapped, A Whale's Rescue by Robert Burley, read by George Guidel. It's available from Live Oak Media for 12.75 hours unabridged, ages 6 and up. Our next review is Jazz Day, The Making of a Famous Photograph by Roxanne Orgill, read by Robin Miles. Picture it. In mid-August of 1958, 57 jazz musicians gather in front of a Harlem brownstone for an epic photograph. and for a story that is, at its roots, a visual tale. Narrator Robin Miles delivers Orgill's collection of poems describing this day with a passion that paints the picture for listeners. Miles brings each unique personality to light, notably Thelonious Monk and Count Basie. The masterful characterizations and deliberate pacing of the poetry by Miles add a touch of magic to this historical account. A thorough author's note with a mini biography on each jazz great in the picture rounds out this lyrical masterpiece. That being said, listeners won't want to miss Francis Vallejo's vibrant, playful illustrations, which show the preparedness for the actual picture taking by designer Art Kane on that day. Aaron A. Broderick wrote that review of Jazz Day, The Making of a Famous Photograph. It's by Roxanne Orgill, read by Robin Miles, available from Recorded Books for 58 minutes of unabridged listening, ages 6 and up. Next, we have Flowers for Sarajevo. It's written and read by John McCutcheon. Following a 1992 mortar attack that killed 22 civilians in a Sarajevo market square, cellist Verdun Smajlović performed in the ruins. John McCutcheon is both author and narrator of this picture book, based on that event and told in the voice of Drasko, a young boy who sells flowers in the square. McCutcheon's rich baritone voice suits the gravity of the story, yet conveys the quick speech and impatience of a boy who is questioning his father while trying to make sense of a world suddenly plagued by war and uncertainty. McCutcheon also imbues Drasko with a sense of optimism as he strives to make Sarajevo beautiful with his flowers. Additional tracks include notes, a page-turn version, the Smajlović cello elegy, an original song, and conversation with the author. That review by Lisa Taylor was of Flowers for Sarajevo by John McCutcheon, read by the author. It's from Peachtree Publishers for 30 minutes, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next we have We Are All Wonders by R.J. Palacio, read by Kivlahan de Montebello. Narrator Kivlahan de Montebello's bright, sparkling voice adds charm to Palacio's recent picture book adaptation of the critically acclaimed middle grade novel Wonder, which sparked the Choose Kind anti-bullying movement. This spin-off, aimed at younger listeners, features the voice of a beloved and unforgettable character, Augie, whose life is fraught with difficulty and loneliness due to a facial deformity. The story is short on plot and character background, so listeners not familiar with the original may be confused by Augie's daily difficulties. But the message of self-acceptance and the wonder of hope are certain to resonate with younger listeners nonetheless. Dora Salm wrote that review of We're All Wonders by R.J. Palacio. It's read by Kivlahan Montebello, and it's available from Listening Library for 3 minutes, unabridged, ages 6 and up. Okay, continuing with our reviews in children and family listening, we have Two Friends, Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass. It's written by Dean Robbins, read by Dion Graham. Narrator Dion Graham depicts the scene as a tea service is being set out. Susan B. Anthony welcomes Frederick Douglass, and together they begin a conversation. Graham sounds conversational himself, gently offering details about these two famous people. Anthony is eager to learn about the important subjects, as boys do, teaches herself to give speeches, and prefers wearing bloomers to dresses. Douglas is enthusiastic to learn to read and write, thrills at encountering new ideas, and publishes his own newspaper. Graham's clear voice and leisurely pace make clear Anthony and Douglas's conviction that all people have the right to vote and live freely. Quiet music, speeches, and crowd responses add to the narration, and an author's note completes the production. Anne Ritchie wrote that review of two friends, Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass. It's by Dean Robbins, read by Dion Graham, available from Weston Woods Studio for 6 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. And finally today we have Guy's Read, Heroes and Villains, edited by John Sheska and read by a full cast. This seventh volume of Sheska's Guy's Read series has a robust bunch of heavy-hitting authors, a diverse group of voices narrating, and stories with a little something for everyone. These pieces have a great mix of humor and heart, and the narrators work to bring out hope, mischief, and mystery to keep the listeners wanting more. These pieces are vastly different stylistically, but they work beautifully as a collection, and the use of multiple narrators with varying styles and characterizations highlights the strength of each piece while providing lively and engaging adventures for listeners. A quality listen for all ages and genders, ideal for fans of short stories and unique characters. Kate S. Boudries wrote that review of Guy's Read, Heroes and Villains, edited by John Sheska, read by a full cast, available from Harper Audio for 5.75 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have the October-November issue of Audiophile magazine. So many really wonderful audiobooks in so many genres. You can count on us at Audiophile magazine to help you decide which audiobooks are for you, which authors you'd like to hear more from, and which narrators you'd like to take with you on a long trip. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.